Hey everyone, Everyheart here. You know that feeling when you mess up, trip over your own feet, or just generally feel like a walking disaster? Yeah, we've all been there. It's in those moments, more than ever, that self-compassion comes in clutch. It's not about being soft on yourself. Think of it as treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. Today, we're diving into cultivating self-compassion and empathy because let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs. A little bit of grace goes a long way, both for ourselves and for others. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, maybe even a glass of wine if it's Friday. And get ready to unlock the power of self-compassion and empathy. Here are 5 key takeaways that will shift your perspective and help you navigate life's ups and downs with a little more grace. First things first, understanding what self-compassion actually is. It's not about ignoring your mistakes or giving yourself a free pass for everything. It's about acknowledging them with kindness instead of harsh judgment. Imagine having an inner dialogue that sounds like a supportive friend offering a comforting hug instead of an nagging critic. That's the magic of self-compassion. Second, remember that you are human. We all make mistakes, stumble, and face challenges. It's part of the journey. Embracing this reality allows us to treat ourselves with more understanding and less pressure to be perfect. Think about it, wouldn't you rather have a friend who cheers you on even when things get tough than someone who constantly points out your flaws? Though, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative self-talk spirals start creeping in, gently acknowledge them, but don't let them consume you. Imagine yourself as an observer watching your thoughts come and go like clouds in the sky. They are there, but they don't define you. Fourth, cultivate a sense of gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and help you feel more content and compassionate towards yourself. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? Sometimes just taking a moment to appreciate a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a genuine smile from a stranger can make all the difference. And finally, remember that self-compassion is contagious. When you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, it naturally spills over into your interactions with others. It fosters empathy, connection, and a more positive and supportive environment for everyone involved. Think of it like this. When you're feeling good about yourself, you're more likely to be kind and generous towards those around you. Let me paint you a picture. You walk into work after a particularly rough night, feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. Your boss hands you a challenging project with a tight deadline. Now, here comes the choice point. Do you spiral into self-doubt and frustration, or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge that you're human and capable, and approach the task with a can-do attitude? Self-compassion allows you to handle that pressure with grace and resilience. It reminds you that it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes, but it doesn't have to define your entire day. You can choose to rise to the occasion, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, you'll learn from the experience and keep moving forward. So remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a superpower. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with more resilience, grace, and kindness towards ourselves and others. The next time you stumble, make a mistake, or simply feel overwhelmed, take a moment to breathe, acknowledge your feelings, and offer yourself the same compassion and understanding you would give a dear friend. You deserve it. Now go out there and rock this day with self-compassion as your guiding star. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-love. And let me know your thoughts on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.